I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia said on Monday it was battling a cross-border incursion by saboteurs who burst through the frontier from Ukraine in what appeared to be one of the biggest attacks of its kind since the war began last year. The governor of Russia's Belgorod region said a Ukrainian sabotage group had entered Russian territory in a district bordering Ukraine and was being repelled. But a Ukrainian outlet cited Ukraine's military intelligence as saying two armed Russian opposition groups, both consisting of Russian citizens, had carried out the attack. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Russian President Vladimir Putin had been informed and that work was underway to drive out these saboteurs, a state-run news agency reported. Ukraine's Zaporizhia's nuclear power plant was forced to switch to emergency diesel generators after losing its external power supply for the seventh time since the Russian invasion. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The head of the UN nuclear watchdog, the IAEA, Rafael Grossi, says in a tweet, "The nuclear safety situation at the plant is extremely vulnerable. We must agree to protect it now. This situation cannot continue." Grossi appeals for the area to be spared from the fighting between Ukrainian and Russian troops. IAEA staff are deployed at the plant, which is occupied by Russian forces. The plant's six nuclear reactors are protected by a reinforced shelter able to withstand hits, but a disruption in the electrical supply could disable cooling systems essential for the reactor's safety. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Witnesses in the Sudanese capital reported clashes and airstrikes minutes after a one-week humanitarian ceasefire took effect Monday night. This is VOA News. Three U.S. western states offer a landmark drought deal to use less Colorado River water for now, the AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
Arizona, California, and Nevada have proposed a deal to significantly cut their water use from the drought-stricken Colorado River over the next 3 years. It's a potential breakthrough in a stalemate over how to deal with a rising problem that pitted western states against one another. The river provides water to 40 million people in seven U.S. states, parts of Mexico, and more than two dozen Native American tribes. The plan would conserve an additional 3 million acre-feet of water from the river. An acre-foot of water is roughly enough to serve 2 to 3 U.S. households annually. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Carmelo Anthony is retiring from the NBA, the AP's Gethin Kubal reports.
Carmelo Anthony, a 10-time All-Star, 3-time USA Basketball gold medal winner, and NCAA champion, announced his retirement Monday after 19 NBA seasons. Anthony, who did not play in the NBA this season, retires as a top 10 scorer, his 28,289 points ranking 9th all-time in NBA history. The forward averaged 22.5 points and 6.2 rebounds in 1,260 NBA games with six teams, spending 8 seasons with the Denver Nuggets and 7 with the New York Knicks. I'm Gethin Kubal.
British rock band Def Leppard drummer Rick Allen says he was blindsided when he was attacked in Fort Lauderdale, Florida in March, AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
Rick Allen tells ABC's Good Morning America he was out for a smoke break outside a hotel on March 13th when suddenly he was assaulted and he hit his head on the ground. Allen says he put up his hand and said he was not a threat.
I don't think he knew who I was, but he must have seen that I wasn't a threat because, you know, I've only got one arm.
Court records show 19-year-old Max Hartley of Avon, Ohio, has pleaded not guilty to 2 counts of battery and 4 counts of criminal mischief. Police have not determined a motive. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Hundreds of people rallied in Pakistan-administered Kashmir on Monday to protest arch-rival India's decision to host a G20 tourism meeting, and it's part of the disputed Himalayan region, said a government official. New Delhi is hosting the key conference in Kashmir's summer capital from Monday to Wednesday, a move which Pakistan and longtime ally China have opposed. Several protesters demonstrated in the capital of Pakistan's administered Kashmir. India scrapped Kashmir's special status in August 2019 and converted it into federal territory. The G20 Tourism Working Group meeting is the first international event in the region since the conversion. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.